time. Time to connect the dots. Time to make sense of it all. Hey, this is CBS Internet Radio. This is a live talk show, Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Edison as in light bulb. Edison as in inventor. Yeah, I am an inventor of solutions. You know, the solutions to all the problems in the world, they're known already. They've been known for a long time. It's your government, all governments, that prevent the solutions from being put into action. You know, governments are the exact opposite of what they claim to be. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. That whole great concept of the republic that has the representatives that there are supposed to be representing the general public, it's all a sham. You know, the potential was there for something good to happen. But when bribe money makes all the decisions, you pretty much have a special elite service. And guess what? The poor taxpayers have to pay for this special elite service that takes care of only the elites. You know, I've asked many Native Americans what's the best form of government since they all come from tribal communities. And they said the best form of government is no government. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence that points, and that's the you know, a correct representation of a system that doesn't really serve the people like it should. Meanwhile, we have all these crazy things going on behind the scenes here on planet Earth. That's right. We need to refer to where we are as planet Earth, because there are other planets out there that also have life forms and civilizations and races of different looking beings, humanoids, non-humanoids, insectoids, reptilians. Oh, it goes on and on. And unfortunately, most of us have lived their lives believing the lie that, hey, we're the only people in the universe. And it's going to be a rude awakening when the ETs finally land. I can't help but talk about this every now and then, because the promise is they are going to land on our world like something out of a science fiction movie. And when they land, they are going to round up the rest of the bad guys and remove them. And then they're going to bring us all kinds of goodies. I've mentioned it before. ETs are going to show up like Santa Claus with a bag of goodies for us. And why not? We certainly deserve it here on planet Earth. Look at all the crap that most of us have had to put up with during our lives. Most of the crap created by government. And we've all done our best to get along with the situation, but it's really becoming intolerable. I mean, when we have every government in the world is occupied by stupid people or gutless bribe takers or mad scientists or traitors of the human race. And it's only getting worse. And not only do governments make bad decisions, every decision they make now is bad, with few exceptions. And We need to look for better systems of governing life, or systems of assessing the reality of living. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. People respond better to agreements and arrangements than, inflexible laws cut in stone. Doesn't work, you know. Maybe that's what that movie was about, where the greatest story ever told, where the God cuts into stone the rules. Well, the rules were too inflexible. That's why. there was nothing but problems from the beginning. But at the same time, we have historical teachings, words of wisdom from people like Jesus of Nazareth, who was an only begotten Son of God, which is a title. It doesn't mean he's the only one. People always get that confused, and it's mistaught. If the gospel of Jesus was taught correctly, everyone would be a Christian. Everyone would be getting along. Everyone would be only good-hearted, good-natured, and a loving soul. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is not preached correctly. That's right. And that's part of the problem. And of course, the other religions, forget it. You know, they're, what can we say? They are going to fall by the wayside when the ETs land. And because, first of all, the joke is, I gave up religion for spirituality. And that's right. There is a such thing as being spiritual. There is the original source of all there is, or all that is. And that is otherwise referred to as God, or the Heavenly Father. And if you want to be AI about it, you could say source. But it's your choice. But before you make a final choice, get the information on what you're making the choice about. Everything is pretty much known out there. But you have to access it. It requires seek and you will find. It requires effort. You know, you have to be inquisitive. You can't expect everything to be dumped in your lap, especially when you're not even looking for it. Sometimes gifts come by, but the truth in certain ways has to be searched for or lived to be understood. Hey, this is Call In Radio Show, 888-627-6008. All you need is a phone to participate. If you have something meaningful to say, this is the show to do it on. You know, it's an opportunity. As a singer-songwriter, I wrote a song. Never pass up an opportunity. And you should never, ever, ever pass up an opportunity. Nope. Because some opportunities, they come and they go. And if you don't grab the situation while it's there, it goes on by. And you lost your opportunity. That window of time that you had to react. Talk about a window of time. We're in a window of time right now. The clock is ticking. We're getting down to the end of this 3D reality. You know, 3D, D, the letter D, A, B, C, D, as in dimension, third dimension, physical reality. Well, you know, the word's out. The earth is being moved into, or she's moving herself with a little help from her friends. The earth is moving into the fifth dimension, 5D. That's A, B, C, D. 5D, as in dog, as in the dog star. Sirius, Canis Major, the dog star. You know, supposedly there's good and bad Sirians. Yeah, just like Earthlings, there's good Earthlings and there's bad Earthlings. Most Earthlings, you know, us humanoids, men and women of humanoid form, people, yeah, right. Well, there's good and bad of us. Most of us are good, though. That's a fake lie people have been fortunately told. You were born sinful. That's a bag of crap. People are born pure, and it's the jaded world that makes them bad and all the traps that are set up. It's all about the control pattern, you know? And, you know, just in the moment you come out of your... the woman goes to a hospital to have her baby delivered. What happens as soon as the baby pops out? Doctor picks the baby, hangs him upside down, and slaps him on his ass. Boy, what a welcome. You know, that was probably done to create trauma, done by some evil mad scientist doctors, and they give their fake excuse why that has to be done. Plus, you know, the issue still isn't resolved. People don't even talk about it, that the most natural way to give birth to a baby is for a woman to squat down and gravity pulls it out. Did anybody ever think about that before? This whole thing of laying down on a hospital bed or a table or something like that, that's something that's taken out of an E.T. book, you know, those little nasty gray ETs, the ones that abduct people, and they, as the abduction stories go, they lay you out on the table there and they put the lights down on you and they examine you and they stick things in you and all kinds of crap like that. Well, that's what giving birth, laying down on your back, kind of resembles, you know. It's like you've been abducted into some alien craft and they're shining lights up inside you and everything, and scaring the shit out of the baby probably. And like I said, what a welcome. Get pulled out of your nice and safe and warm inside your mother's womb, closely attached there. You get pulled out, disconnected, held upside down and slapped on your ass till you start crying, which causes a bad reflex for breathing, you know? Instead of learning how to breathe slowly through your nose, you're crying shortly after the seconds after your birth, and then that teaches you to suck in air through your mouth, you know? Doctors they're just so ignorant, and, you know, and it's still going on today. When are people going to start talking about this publicly? You know, and there's so many misconceptions that have to be straightened out. The whole thing with the Roe versus Wade ruling, you know, nobody is still talking the whole truth about what makes up a baby, what gives it that spark of life, when does it get its soul, and what happens if it's a late-term abortion, you know? There's so much info known about that, but it's not being talked about, because it would change the whole way of looking at the situation as to why There's even a law about this, you know, to the point if we just talked about the truth, well, we wouldn't have to have any laws about it then, because people would understand what the reality is and they would act accordingly. You know, if given the opportunity to make choices based on real truth, the big part of the problem is the whole truth about a baby being brought into this world as a living conscious entity, the whole truth about it has never been totally revealed and is never talked about. Again, part of the shitty deal we've all gotten, because we kind of went along with the program, all of us, about there has to be a government that makes rules, and rules have to be followed, and they can't be inflexible. They can't be flexible. They have to be inflexible. Well, you know, that is ridiculous. That's what makes life so difficult. And of course, there are those out there that want to make life difficult. Life is supposed to be enjoyable. We're supposed to be in touch with nature. We get to breathe her fresh air, what used to be fresh air. She gives us air to breathe. Yeah, food to eat. Thank you, Mother Earth, for doing those things for us. Our mind is given to us too, right here. It's lent to us, to the conscious living being. It's like a living computer. And you can store an infinite amount of knowledge, yeah, in your mind. Unfortunately, the evil ETs, you know, have made life difficult for humans. They interfered in our normal living on planet Earth, our normal experience for being here. They interfered with it and made all kinds of ridiculous, harsh rules and regulations and stipulated this and stipulated that. And they changed our history and they prevented us from having access to things that would help and make life more enjoyable. And they've done just one bad thing on top of another, and they've been doing this for thousands of years. This prison planet thing didn't start last week, and it didn't start at the beginning of any religion. It started by invaders coming to our world, taking invaders from other planets and other star systems, coming here and taking control of the local population. And they've been taking control of the planet. You know why the elite ETs that run this world, that run the human, their army of human puppets that serve them, the evil ETs, the reptilians, the Dracos, the Archons, the Chimera, the list goes on and on. It's not just one group. And of course, the fallen angels and other invisible demonic entities. Yeah, they're all here. And they've turned our world into Halloween every day of the week. But it's coming to an end. And we need to start talking about all these things and getting ourselves ready. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not. But you ought to want it to happen because it can bring on the good things faster. And it can help raise the vibration of the earth. You know, we all need to be doing our part. We can do it by deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, envision you're sucking in the light out there and that's penetrating our whole solar system, coming directly from the central galactic sun, the central sun of the universe that is central to all the galaxies. And that light is it's conscious light, and it's aware of us, and it's reaching out to connect with our mother Earth, planet Earth. Yes, planet Earth is conscious also. You know, I have a great song about it out there on my CD Baby album titled Songs Better Than Dylan. Yeah, I've got a song out there called The Earth, She Loves You. Now, you can get yourself a copy from CD Baby. That's right. Amazon, iTunes, it's out there. You can get the YouTube and listen to it. Tells the whole story about how great the Earth is and all how she wants us to be loved. And because the Earth is alive, of course she has feelings. All she wants is to be loved. And she's doing all these great things for us, and she's done all these great things for us. And we need to show her the respect and gratitude that she deserves. And she's taking us on her journey into the fifth dimension. All of us who are desiring to go will be coming along for the ride. It's the time of the big choice here on planet Earth. You got to decide, are you going to go with our mother? She's taking us into the fifth dimension. She's probably there already, but she's waiting for we're nothing but the straggling children that are still hanging on to the past. You know, Jesus, the great philosopher, the greatest philosopher of all time, Jesus. There's another way to look at Jesus of Nazareth. Holding many other titles beyond that of planet Earth, but having lived a life as a physical human being, the creator God, one of the Michaels, the ruler of our universe, that we affectionately know him on planet Earth as the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the creator sons of the Heavenly Father, the single source of all there is. And we're all connected. You know, this one connected to that one, connected to that one, connected to the Creator God, connected to the single source of all there is, God. We're all connected vibrationally. You know, most people don't realize it, but everyone's personality is a direct creation of the Heavenly Father. Yeah, the single source of all there is determines what your personality is going to be. He gives it as a gift. Here's who I invented for you to be. Choose wisely how you use the gifts I've given you. And basically, that's how it is. So there's our connection to the single source of all there is, our personality. And our personality is basically always the same, you know, no matter what life form we're in. And so it gives us, even in the connectiveness of everything, it gives us our uniqueness in everything, because it is known that the Heavenly Father does not, when it comes to giving out personalities, he likes to make each one a special personality. And so you can relish in that idea that you have that special personality that no one else has. Occasionally we run across people that have similar personalities, but we're all uniquely different. But at the same time, we're all connected vibrationally in the same basic manner. And we've all been given free will. You know, we're one of the lucky creatures as humans to be given free will, and it has to be maintained. the problem here on planet Earth. Like I said, everything is known. All the solutions are known. We get tricked out of our free will. We get tricked and bullied into doing things we shouldn't. Hey, the past, present, ongoing COVID nonsense, the cootie bug virus. Oh, you got the cooties. I better run away from you. You'll try to get them back to me. Well, you know, I mean, people got tricked into allowing strangers, even though they were doctors or so-called doctors, but basically strangers, to inject poisons into your body. And you were warned by the people who didn't get a voice on TV, but the warnings were out there. Plenty of signs that this wasn't on the up and up, and it wasn't. So you got duped, as the saying goes. You got tricked into doing something that you shouldn't have participated in. You know, if somebody tells you to jump off the bridge and hit the solid rock 1,000 feet below, are you going to do that? But basically, that's what you did. You listened to somebody told you, oh, allow this quack to inject poisons into your body, except, you know, they sugar-coated it the way they said it to make it believable. And they came up with all kinds of lies about why you should go along with this crazy suggestion. And they promised you nothing, guaranteed you nothing, and even whatever they did promise was a lie. So you got duped. You got tricked into doing things that you shouldn't have done. And it's like, I don't know, humans, we're the most gullible creatures in the face of the universe, I guess. And I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. Our universe, which is the only one, because we're here, that we need to think about. But there are more than one universes that all make up the grand universe. And it's large world out there. Infinite amount of possibilities. But the basic understanding of everything is known. It's known how everything works. And we've got cheated here on Earth. But when the ETs land, it's going to be called the event. It has to happen before July of 2025. That's the info, according, that's out there. If you have different info, well, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call in and tell us what else that you found out, something different than what I'm saying, whatever. You could be the one that holds the magic secret information, and there is so much secret information. And it's going to be amazing and interesting to see when we get full disclosure. Never from our governments, that's for sure. And of course, here's part of the bigger problem. After the soon, ETs are going to land. They're going to publicly take over the airwaves. I hear they're going to declare martial law as soon as they land too, for 3 to 7 days. And then we're, you know, in that period of time, we think we're being invaded. Well, apparently that's what the game plan is. No sooner after landing, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen that day or the following day, they're going to declare martial law. And in order to round up the bad guys more easily. So, are you ready for it? You know, you need at least a week's worth of food, you know, because they're going to keep everyone locked in place. Well, you're familiar with lockdowns. Well, there'll be another lockdown, and everybody there won't be no essential workers because they're going to want everyone locked down. That way, there's no easy way for somebody to run and hide. Of course, we know the ETs, the elites, they have their underground bunkers. But apparently, from what I followed on the 2012 portal.blogspot.com info site, that they pretty much are galactic brothers and sisters of the Galactic Confederation. Or is it the Galactic Federation? Yeah, we the Federation. We're going to do a hit, yeah. You know, it still doesn't make any difference, or does it make a difference, what we call them. But, anybody out there that knows for sure, is it the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation? You know, perhaps we're both right. Perhaps they're both right. I don't know. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You'll have to finish that one yourself because there's so many versions of it. And it's a battle zone out there. You know, you got to wonder how crazy people are to go willing to play along with all the crap that government is dumping upon us now. You know, and we the people have to do their job for them. So why even have government? You know, we got volunteer situations, volunteer groups to handle just about every situation. Why do we even need government? You know, come November, why can't somebody in government cancel government, cancel the federal government, you know, downsize it by 90%? I mean, sure, we need a federal government to unite the states and to have some kind of oversight scene, but there's so many better possibilities where the states have more control. But then we could even bring it down to the counties. You know, it should be the United Counties of America. That's even a more realistic thing. Then we can eliminate federal and state, or most of it, 90% of each one, because they're engaged in too many things. There's too much overkill with government. Too much government is overkill. And that's part of the problem. Solutions, solutions, solutions. The solutions to everything is not to downsize the government. We don't need them. We have private organizations to take care of most of the problems. And give us the free energy. You know, we're tired of being milked for money. You know, humanity was at its best when actually fossil fuels, the price was at their lowest. And who messed that up? Well, plenty of blame to go around. But can't worry about cry over the spilled milk because it was spilled heavily. But during the 50s, and 60s, basically, humanity was living high on the hog, at least in America here. Man, we had everything that we could possibly imagine. Of course, there were many good things being kept from us all along, but we didn't know, we weren't missing what we didn't even realize existed. And we were just all just going along with the program because there was so much out there to go along with and just have fun. And we still had freedom back in those days. And then it started to slowly disappear. Started with the automobiles. Definitely. You know, that's where they introduced the seatbelts. That's where they introduced all the fishing trips where cops could pull people over and go on a fishing trip, what can we find that you're guilty of? Because we're going to start with the premise you're guilty of something. That's why we pulled you over. And now we're going to go looking on a fishing trip and find out what we can give you a ticket for and maybe arrest you for. And maybe confiscate your vehicle for them. Yeah, so it started with the automobiles, and then they had the seat belts put in, and then the bribe-taking lawyers made laws that forced you to wear seat belts or pay fines, and the police were all happy and jolly about this, made them, gave them more reasons to pull rank and authority over us, and worked us all closer to a police state, which we pretty much have right now. You know, if the police did what the people wanted them to do, basically, which is protect us from, you know, violence, and were successful at doing that, they'd be okay, but they're not. You know, there's good cops and bad cops, and Uvalde, Texas, has proven that they're incompetent and they're chicken-hearted. And nobody had the guts to go in and chase down that criminal with the gun who's killing the kids. You know, what's the point of, these guys are making a fortune getting paid policemen, you know, and they can't even handle a serious situation, and that's what we really want the police for, to handle serious situations like that. Well, they screwed up on that one, and they'll screw up on other ones, because the whole way police is set up, there's a better way of doing it. Not only one better way of doing it, there's a half a dozen better ways of doing it. Again, like I said, the solutions to all of this is known already. That's it. The solutions are known. They're just being kept from being put into play. Just like free energy, it's been around for a long time. It's always been around, actually, but Tesla had some good ideas for giving it to the public, and the elite who want control of everything didn't want us having free electricity. That's right. And they have prevented us for probably 100 years now, if not longer, from having access to that. That's why we want the ETs to land at this thing called the event, because they are going to share with us the truth about free electricity, and we will be bathing in it. Speaking about bathing, hey, that's a good way to connect with Mother Earth. Jump in the ocean if you happen to be close by, and let those awesome ocean waves, you know, think about all that water, powerful water. Hey, there's info going around, you know, there's going to be a polar shift. It's going to create mile-high water tsunamis all around the globe. Well, I don't know if we should move up to the highlands to save ourselves from that. Then, of course, there's a story. The Pleiadians are going to come and rescue us the moment before it happens. So they're going to beam us all up. Again, this is all going to happen in a short period of time. We have the announcement of the ETs landing. We have the ETs landing. We have the whoosh of energy across the earth to finally heighten the frequency so much that the dark side can't exist. We have the final arrest of the cockroaches that have been hiding out in deep underground military bases. DUMB bases, that's the acronym, Deep Underground Military Bases, D-U-M-B, the DUMB bases. Yeah, that's where the elite are planning on hiding out, hanging out like cockroaches in a wall. But they, you know, they're going to be found out and they're going to be finally removed. So, and then there's, you know, the possibility of this giant tidal wave all happening around the same time. And then how long, you know, what about the cooperation of the people? Most people will be able to handle it, I believe, when the ETs finally land. But then there's the other ones that will freak out. Well, I hope they don't. I mean, come on, there's enough science fiction movies out there, and people, we need to be talking about it. You know, we all watch, we've all watched some science fiction movies, and they've plenty of movies and old TV series that told us about what's coming in the future, the visitation of aliens, aliens coming to our world to take over us. You know, I wrote this book called Connect the Dots Theory, and I connect the dots with as many things as humanly possible to, and I put it in plain English. The book is out there to serve humanity, you know, to help us, to educate us, because knowledge is power. And the book is out there. It only, you can pick it up for between $5 and $11 for the download of the notepad or whatever. You know, it's available to all the major sources, you know, Amazon, iTunes, you name it, it's out there. Barnes & Noble has the book. You know, I recommend, even though it costs more money, when you have that physical book in your hand with the over 75, 35 millimeter photos, that page after page after page, where you can just flip the page faster than you can click on the computer. You can jump from one thing to the other extremely fast, faster than a machine even, if you're good at doing that. But anyhow, the knowledge is there. And I talk about the movies, you know, and how movies, all movies are the one of three things fall into the category of, or all movies can mean, be representing three different things, especially with the science fiction movies. It's either representing something that is happening now, right under our noses, or something that's predicted that will happen soon in the future, which over time we find out which ones are true, and many of the things predicted in science fiction movies are true right now in 2022. Or it's already happened in the past, and the movie is telling a make-believe version of a real situation that happened in the past. And there's plenty of movies about the Earth being taken over by invaders, and it's happened numerous times in the past. And it's not so much the people of Earth had the time to live free, because it's been a long, long, long time. It's always been one bad race after another bad race. Then the word gets out. More these vulture races come here and easily take over us, because we're a very trusting group of people. And the reins were handed down from one ruthless ruling family to the next, and this has gone throughout the history of mankind. And it's just too bad that this was allowed to happen. And having lived part of this year, I fully recommend to whoever gets to make the decision, this should not be allowed to happen. Don't, you know, forget, you know, free will needs to be honored, but not in the case when some entity is causing harm or suffering to another entity on purpose too. And all these bad things that have happened here on Earth never should have been allowed to have been happen. And we can never allow these things to happen again. There's ways to honor free will without allowing mad scientists, evil entities, corrupt thinking to inflict harm and suffering on innocent people. And it's been allowed to have it happen here. And it started with the invaders from other star systems, other worlds. And they came here to Earth and dumped their contamination onto us, and they forced us to play along with it, whether we wanted to or not. And they tricked us into playing along with it. And unfortunately, trickery is permitted in the universe. But someone should have spoke up a long time ago. Someone who had the authority, the military authority, should have showed up and removed these bad elements off our world. Because the real creator of all there is does not want a war, does not want negative vibrations, does not want anything bad. He's a creator of love. And when we use the word he, we're making a personal connection to the Heavenly Father. And those terms do not have to mean masculinity or male-female identities. You know, it just turns out the words father was invented before the word mother. You know, so that's why the single source of all there is, from which all other creations followed, the term Heavenly Father identifies that source. It doesn't have any, it's not to be interpreted as a representation of sex or, you know, male vibration or anything like that. So get over it. These people that want to talk about God as a woman, well, there are powerful spiritual female frequencies out there, but they didn't, they're not, not one of them is the single source of all that exists. And the terms to represent femininity, female, were invented after the fact, when there was a need to create, or the opportunity to create sex creatures, where you would have two opposite anatomies, one fitting in with the other, that could co-create a third living body. But of course, the man and the woman who create the physical body do not have the ability to create the soul, the personality of what will be, enter into the body that they are physically creating, you know. I mean, actually, it's the woman creating the body. I mean, the man, his participation is really only in the injection of a certain chemical arrangement of living organisms that can combine with living organisms inside the female, and then the baby starts to grow inside the female. Well, I'll be. What an ingenious idea. But not any of that information in the genetics is a spirit for a new being. No. New beings, as I've mentioned earlier in the program, and you're getting an education. This is Connect the Dots, Terry, and this is an educational show. The personality that marks the existence of consciousness comes directly from the single source of all that is. At least for the human race, it's like that. Whether it's the same for other creatures, we don't know, because that little bit of information has not been made available. But when we're in the higher, faster vibrating frequencies, when we're talking about dimensions of reality, you know, all this is explained in my book, Connected Dots Theory, but I like to explain it now and then and keep the English as simple as possible. The purpose of communication is to communicate. It's not about showing off how many fancy words you know. Because first of all, if you're using fancy words that your audience is not aware of, they're not going to misunderstand. They're not going to be able to understand you, and which is not good. And that's it. There, we have too many fancy words. We need to tone it down and use the most simplest forms of words whenever possible. I mean, if you just glance through a dictionary, there's every page has words you never used in your life and probably never will. But somebody decided to think up a word to explain something, you know. And then we have the colloquialisms of the general public. They get turned into words. And one of the most popular I use it now and then. The cooties, yeah, it's a childhood game. You touch somebody and say, hey, you got the cooties. Anybody can start the game anytime, and everybody usually jumps in and plays along for a while. But that's what the COVID was. It was the cooties, you know? And if you wore your mask, you could be immune. You can't pass that on to me. I'm wearing a mask. Pick your cooties and go. But it's it's words, and words have power. That's right. So when you make when you claim your sovereignty, which I talk about now and then, if you haven't done it yet, you need to do it. You need to have your declaration of sovereignty, identifying who you are, and negating all contracts that you got tricked into participating in or signing unknowingly by the dark side. Remember, you didn't really want to sign those contracts. You were tricked into doing it. And you can declare sovereignty from and make those contracts of trickery unbinding, you know? But you have to do it personally. You have to declare your sovereignty. Now, the best declarations of sovereignty that I know of can be found on Twitter. Taurine, T-A-U-R-E-E, and I believe Taurine Light, I think it's 8888. That is the hashtag on Twitter. Declarations of Sovereignty. And there's three of them. And these are important things to get hold of and verbally speak them out when you're alone, preferably, because people will not understand why you're doing this. And we don't want misunderstandings in life. We want everybody to understand everything, and some things need to be done better in private, because that's the way it is on planet Earth in 2022. Hey, there's a new world taking out older reality. There's revolution in every breath that we breathe. because nothing can change the shape of things to come. Yeah, it's a done deal. It's a change is happening. Hey, talk about change. September, it's the 22nd of September that the fall equinox falls on. That's it. Does the fall equinox fall? You bet it does. On the 22nd of September this year. And there's also info been floating around out there that somebody caught mention of all the Hollywood movies that have catastrophes happening on September 22nd or 23rd. Well, it's time for us all to use our mind over matter. We all should be thinking that it's going to be a nice day and we're all going to survive and only good things will happen. And if that, so if any confrontations, let it be the rounding up of the evil ones. I hear there's been some success for raids in removing more evil ones from planet Earth, but there's just so many more. You know, you're going to need an armada, a fleet of motherships to remove all these trash elements off Earth and then sail them back to the central sun and toss. That's how you get rid of the invading migrants. And that's what they are, the invaders. They're here. Yeah, it used to be a video game when video games first come out called Space Invaders. It was a popular game. But again, just like the movies, it was telling us about a reality that one had happened in the past, two is ongoing in the present, and three will continue, maybe in the future. We have to protect ourselves, you know, real protection. Because there's some nasty, evil invaders out there in the universe, worse than the invaders that are of the third world countries that are invading the best off countries in the world, like America. You know, a southern border is being invaded, and then if you're in England, the channel, that small, I don't know, thickness of water that surrounds merry old England, the UK, United Kingdom, used to be Great Britain, but I don't think we can call it that anymore. But yeah, they're invaded by every day they come over in the boats from France. This is allowed to go on. I mean, it's so simple to stop these people from invading your country. I mean, it shows you what kind of a traitorous government. Of course, the traitorous government in the U.S., you know, the fake president, the fake White House, the fake vice president, the election stealers who are at the helm. You know, they want to do the same with America. They want to open the floodgates and just let chaos come pouring in, you know? Criminals included. You're all welcome, yeah. Well, anyhow, we need to all think positive things and we need to do our best to be friendly and to breathe in light and breathe out the negative vibrations. Cleanse your soul with the every breath you take. You can begin cleansing your soul, opening up your chakras. And remember, every night you sleep, that our friendly Galactic Federation, Star Nation people, they're monitoring our lives and they're working on our bodies to help open up all the dormant chakras, and like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, they are going to use high-tech science and turn us from carbon-based forms into diamond-based forms of living matter. Yes, we'll still have the physical body. We'll still have the free will, and we'll have an opportunity to use it without restrictions. Okay, we're coming to the end of this show, and before I do the countdown, let me just inform everybody, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Bardian Kind, Are You? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, which is the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, sold by CB Baby. You can listen to it on YouTube, or you can listen to it at the end of my show. And my anthem could be your anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. It's 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.